Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's time for the Clips of the Week, and we better crack on, because we've got plenty of them, Andy.
Yes,
would
have,
you
yeah.
care to start proceedings?
I'd love to, and we start with the first of a new series here on TalkSport, At Home with Alan Brazil.
Do you chip in the chores around the house, Al?
Like what?
Well, let's see. Filling the dishwasher?
No.
Ironing?
No.
Cooking? Do you ever cook?
No.
Okay. Making the beds?
No.
Hoovering?
No.
What a modern man he is.
He is. And once all the housework's done by someone else, clearly, what does the big man get up to?
When I'm at home, my problem is, Joe, I'm up here 4 or 5 nights a week. When I'm back in Suffolk, I do live much healthier because I've got fresh vegetables, fresh meat, out in the garden, a couple of walks, down the pub.
It was all going so well.
Fresh beer.
Fresh beer, meat pie, sit down 5 hours, bang.
Here's a caller to Max on Jim White's show.
Not having a settled side. And I mean, as we all know, Ranieri is known as the tinker, which I find a bit disturbing, actually.
He is known as the tinker. I actually, when he was at Chelsea, I bought some pots off him and some spoons. It was fantastic.
He meant tinker man, didn't
he? I think he did. Brilliant. And this is Stuart Pearce discussing Samir Nasri's proposed move to West Ham.
The manager has worked with him before, so he knows him as a person. I don't know how his contract's structured. It might be a pay-per-view contract.
That'll be a bit much, right? If you're a West Ham fan having to pay $19.95 on top of your season ticket whenever Samir Nasri comes on.
That's right.
You have to press the red button on your handset. Can't be easy, can it?
No.
What's next, Andy?
It's Fisherman's Blues now, and Nigel had worrying news from the world of fish retailing.
Hmm. I think I've just heard Judds are going. Judds
really?
Of Hillingdon.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, apologies to Judds if they're not.
Yeah, apologies. If they weren't, if they were teetering on the brink, what they really needed was for someone to say on a fishing show that they weren't going to be there for much longer.
You couldn't understand why it's empty.
Because I've been hearing, Andy, Harrods, they're in trouble. Apologies, of course, if they're not. Apologies if they're not. But keep going there just in case. And Judds, keep going.
Yeah.
So here's the two mics kicking off another entertaining 3 hours.
It is Friday night. It is just after 10 o'clock. We are the two mics. It is TalkSport. Time to say a very good evening to Mr. Mike, a Porky, a Parry. Very good evening to Mr. Parry.
Yeah, a very good Mike.
A very good Mike.
Very good Mike.
Well, he has got a very good
very
mic.
Good Mike.
We've got quite a ropey one at the moment, but we've got a few good mics in here as well.
And in a week of political turmoil, we turn to TalkSport's very own Guido Fawkes, Dean Saunders.
I've heard a rumour Boris Johnson's going to be the Prime Minister.
I don't know who's told him that. Mickey Thomas, probably. One of his old Welsh teammates. Yeah. He's got his ear to the ground. He stalks Westminster.
Who knows?
Doesn't he? And stands, like Iago in little corners and getting all this political intrigue. Anyway, this is Tony Cascarino discussing England debutant Callum Wilson.
His mentality every time he was injured. And let's remember, Carl, that he had two serious knee injuries, one on each, both legs, right and left.
Well, yeah, good job he didn't play for the Isle of Man. It got very complicated for Callum, couldn't it? Yeah. Now.
Yes, it's back. It is. Back to Alan Brazil. And you may recall this moment from the vaults.
Russell, question 2. Which ocean goes to the deepest depth?
Depth. Well, he was at it again.
About 12 then, doesn't it?
He was at it again this week.
And have a go answering the horse racing based question. You can also find out more information on how to get one of the 3,000th 1 month passes.
His voice is getting deep. By the time he finishes his career, he'll be like Russ Bray on the darts.
I think he will be. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Now, what are we trying to do, Andy?
We're trying to persuade his producer to slip this phrase into his script one day.
Suffering Succotash.
Yeah, if they can. If it wouldn't mind, get Suffering Succotash into Alan, one of Alan's scripts. That'd be good.
It's good, yeah.
Now, here's the Moose painting pictures with words at Huddersfield versus West Ham.
West Ham just got to improve their final delivery.
Yeah, they've got these lots of these clappy things that they clap.
Thank you very much, Moose. That's beautiful. Really got a handle on that. Yeah, thanks.
Ashley from Raxu popped up on the weekend breakfast this week and came out with a very funny line.
X Factor has launched your career. So how has the last however long been? A year, is it?
It has been, yeah. I mean, I was going to say, if you listen to music, it's a long time anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
What are you laughing at, Georgie?
You can't
catch a word of that.
You
didn't catch a word of that, did you?
You didn't.
Well, she's quite posh, Georgie. Maybe it goes, hi.
Yes, maybe it's perfectly clear.
When you're
to
in
her.
The company of a lot of people, you can probably understand that. She's probably caught every
possible,
word.
Yeah.
So, this is Mike Parry again, this time along Alan Brazil on the warm up, chatting about Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Evita was magnificent, Phantom of the Opera, and this one is the overcoat, isn't it? What's it called?
Not telling you.
No. You know what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ Superstar was the first one, and this one was Jesus and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not all about Jesus. Jesus in his Amazing Technicolor overcoat I was waiting for there.
Yeah,
it's priceless, isn't it?
And it appears Sri Lankan wicketkeeper Nirashan Dickweller isn't a big fan of our sports newsreader David Dom.
I'm David Dom. Moeen Ali's dismissal had a familiar feel as England lose their sixth second innings wicket.
And how close is that?
Doesn't like
it. Can't stand
not
it.
Not David Dom! Here's the TalkSport question of the week on Fisherman's Blues.
If you could only use one bait, what would it be?
Bread.
Bread, yeah, good answer that.
Great question.
Great question.
Great question.
Great answer.
I don't know if Graham Norton's listening, but just put that in a margin and try that one tonight with Ryan Reynolds.
Now, finally, staying with the cricket, it's Gareth Batty, and every time I hear him on TalkSport, I get a real buzz.
See you.
Well, let's cross to Candy now and speak to former England spinner Gareth Batty. Gareth, very good morning.
Morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Bat.
We are good.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I can see why. I can see why you do. It was a bit buzzy. It's also a little bit Dalek, wasn't it? Was it Dalek? I'm not quite sure. Let's hear it again.
Well, let's cross to Candy now and speak to former England spinner Gareth Batty. Gareth, very good morning.
They will be exterminated.
Morning, Bat.
Exterminated.
He did, didn't it?
He did.
Actually, more so the second time.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? There we are. There's your clips of the week. Thanks to everybody who suggested them. They were played today. They were Tim Marshall, David Clark, Arnold Anderson, Doddy White, Roger in Durham.
Of course.
Sean Adam, Darren in Welling, Andy C, Mark Gibson, Ruthless, Glyn Berrington, Gary Watt, James Payton. That's no stupid names today. No Seymour Clearly's.
No, I know.
And the Sultan. Thank you very much,
good
Sultan, as well.
Well done to him.
A clip. So there we are. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please send it in to us. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text it to 81089 or you can tweet it to TSH&J. That's TSHANDJ. All we really need from you is the day and the time that you heard it. So just narrow it down, give our researchers a chance to kind of pinpoint it. Then we'll have a listen back. And if it makes the final cut, then like those guys, you will get a credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.